Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's get after it. It's March Madness, and you will choose every game of the NCAA tournament based on your text. Y'all ready? Get your texting fingers ready. And just by sheer numbers alone, game by game, you'll have 30 seconds to text in your response. Ready? It's going to be a thing. And if you haven't put in your bracket, do so. You can go to ESPN and find 93.7 The Ticket. You can go to theticketfm.com. You can go to Facebook, 93.7 The Ticket. Go to X, 93.7 The Ticket. It's right there. It's pinned at the top of it. You can put in yours, but this one will be all of ours, and we will track it.
Yep. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to create it right now, and whatever the ticket listeners, it's kind of be a broad board here. But definitely sign up if you haven't signed up yet. Just get it before tip-off. That's the deadline.
Yep.
Before tip-off tomorrow. You can test your knowledge against Jake Sorensen. It's still my favorite. I think he had 116 or maybe a couple Sweet 16 teams in there last year. So it's always fun to kind of match your knowledge with some of the producers and talent here at 93.7 The Ticket.
Okay, so this we will start in the South bracket. And Harrison, you man the text line. Houston versus Longwood, number one versus number 16. Right. So I can't imagine everybody's going to pick Longwood.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Is that a fair statement?
I'm going to go ahead and put Houston in there.
Right.
Yeah. Houston by it. Largely Houston right away. So
Nebraska, Texas A&M texters, I'll give you an extra minute on this. Right. So Houston has been unanimous so far. Nebraska versus Texas A&M. 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like the Huskers are going to get it. Okay.
Someone's getting excited for Drake already. We'll get there.
They're getting there. So the Huskers advance. We'll do round by round. There we go. Okay. Wisconsin versus JMU. James Madison versus Wisconsin.
This one's going to be a must watch, I think.
Yeah, I personally. So 1, 2.
We got 3 Wisconsin, 1 Madison.
3-1. Come on. We'll give you 30 seconds to clear. All right. Wisconsin versus JMU. And we also have to have an eye on the YouTube stream as well. Because we want to make sure that he went Bucky. Okay. All right. I'm going Judge Arnes.
I think we're going Wisconsin.
Okay.
We got more Wisconsin.
There we go. All right. Duke versus Vermont. Duke versus Vermont. All right, texters. Duke, 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 Duke of Earl. Yep. Duke it is. That you guys are pretty consistent and you're quick. God bless your texting fingers. Texas Tech versus number 11 North Carolina State. Yeah. I said Dookie's as much as a pain. Yeah, that is NC State. Look at the Wolfpack go.
I actually agree with the Texans on this one. I filled in my bracket. You guys see it, but
Kentucky, number 3 Kentucky versus Oakland. Number 3 Kentucky versus Oakland. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. Look at them roll. Wildcats in a romp. Florida versus either Boise State or Colorado. And remember, 7 versus 10. And you can choose other. So you can, in this one, it's Florida or other. Yeah, John Clitona John says either. Either. So we're counting that one as
we got two Colorado, Florida.
Yep.
And one either.
Yeah, Cleet says Florida. Kip says Colorado.
Well, Colorado's coming back.
75-92 says Colorado. The next two votes may determine this thing. Yeah, that's interesting that it's gonna play out that way. Harrison. We're going other. We're going with the upset. Well done. Okay. Marquette, number 2 Marquette versus Western Kentucky. Yeah, I got a feeling folks are going Shaka on
this one. Yeah, this is going to be a quick answer here. Marquette, folks, Marquette, Marquette.
Yeah. Folks Marquette. Are going to go. Okay. We're going to flip to the other side. Number 2, Iowa State versus number 15, South Dakota State. Iowa State versus. Okay. Roll out, folks. Look at them. Man.
Shout out our texters.
Yeah. Look at Cleet going South Dakota State. Listen. Pretty much, if you take the upset, I'm probably going to read your text. Like that's probably how. But in this case, it's Iowa State. Number 7, Wazoo versus number 10, Drake. And I know y'all been waiting for this one. 7 versus 10. Yeah, this one I'm not sure. Yeah, there's one. Drake.
Oh, my Lord. Makes me rethink my upset picks here.
Okay. Look, that looks pretty unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Not a single one.
Number 3, Illinois versus number 14, Morehead State. Morehead State. Drake was rolling. Yeah.
We got 5 Illinois. Yeah, we're checking it off.
Yeah. Number 6, BYU versus number 11, Duquesne. This could be a gotcha game. Duquesne or BYU? Look at the Cougars.
BYU, 1 Duquesne from Kip.
All right, Kip.
So far, Duquesne.
2. Uh-oh. Can we get a late run? There it is. Yep. All right. We're going to go with the Cougars. We're going to go with Cosmo Cougar. Number 4, Auburn versus number 13, Yale. You know this bracket's going to win everything, right? Like
it's going to be the one.
It's going to be the one, right? Auburn versus Yale. Yeah.
Auburn, unanimous. I agree.
War Eagle. Okay. Also from down Bama way, UAB versus San Diego State. Number 5, San Diego State versus number 12, UAB. Do they stay in the state? Aztecs. Okay, got one UAB in there.
Got 2 of them.
Okay.
2-3 right now.
Oh, that's okay. I'm pretty surprised. What do you think the next one? What do you think the next text will say?
Next one's going to be, I think people are going to go San Diego State.
You're going to
pay
Diego
respect
State.
To them. Yeah, I think they're going to pay respect. Oh, we got another UAB. It's 3-3. Next one to text in. That's going to be the deciding factor.
It just got interesting.
Ticket listeners bracket. Do you want UAB, San Diego State?
That's it. If you haven't voted, we need your vote. Yeah, UAB or San Diego State. And this will be the one that like sets the tone for it.
A lot of people were excited for UAB last year. They had that phenomenal. Nope, South Dakota State's taking over.
There we go.
All right. No upset there.
San Diego State gets the nod. FAU at number 8 versus Northwestern. FAU versus Northwestern. Yeah, I thought this was going to be a brawl.
Yeah, we got 3-3 right now. 4-3. Northwestern's leading.
Oh, that's the mood. All right. The Wildcats advance.
Yep.
Wildcats advance. A 9 seed advances. Number 1 UConn versus Stetson. Yeah, I don't think anybody's choosing Stetson. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, over 25% of people got UConn winning the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's go to the Midwest. Purdue versus tonight's winner, Grambling, or who are they playing?
Grambling or
so check Purdue. Here. Everybody, I don't think anybody's going to pick against Purdue in the first CST. Round.
Why am I blanking on? Yeah, Purdue. Everyone's going Purdue regardless.
The Aggies from Utah State versus number 9 TCU. 8 Utah State, 9 TCU. Horny Toads is where they're current.
Wow, everyone goes to TCU on this one. There's not one Utah State from Petonia John. But
I would have thought, because Utah State's talented.
Mm-hmm. I got a good resume.
But, hey, they picked TCU. By the way, I saw TCU lose. Okay, never mind. Gonzaga versus McNeese State. Number 5, Gonzaga versus McNeese State.
This is going to be a good one, too.
No Aggie Zags. Picks. No Aggie picks allowed.
We're getting a few McNeese State though. There's some people giving some respect to the 12 seed.
Zags win.
Mm-hmm.
Zags win. Number 4, Kansas versus Stanford.
Another upset favorite for a lot of people out
Stanford.
There.
Let me at least pronounce it correctly. Stanford. I guess I jinxed them. It's got to be Kansas. If I don't get your name right, there's zero chance.
3 Kansas, 2 Samford.
4-2-5. Okay. Okay. Rock chalk. Okay. Yeah, we got you.
Leading Kansas's way here.
Yep. Number 6, South Carolina versus number 11, Oregon.
Got your Pac-12 champions.
South Carolina versus Oregon. Look at them go. Duck, duck. Duck. Oh, I can't say the other one. Can I? We'll call it goose. We'll call it goose. Duck, duck, goose, goose. Yeah, I can't go. Yeah. Ducks. Yep. Ducks get the win. Okay. Well done, text line. All right.
That's our third upset.
Oh, this is okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Creighton versus Akron. Come on. Creighton, Jays versus Blue Jays versus Zips. I thought the Husker fans would vote against Creighton.
I think when it comes to brackets, people are willing to just pick who they think they're going to win as long as it doesn't come to the cost of their team.
Okay.
Creighton's people are rolling all the way Blue Jays on this one.
Okay. We saw number 10 Colorado State last night. They will face number 7 Texas.
Held Virginia to a whopping 14 points in the first half.
Texas or Colorado State?
Wow, a lot of Texas. Okay.
Look, horns up. Okay. I'm slightly.
We got 5 Texas, 1 Colorado State. Soon as we hit 5.
I'm surprised by that. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Colorado State.
Starting to switch the other way now. Colorado State. Okay.
There it is. Horns down. Number 2, Tennessee versus number 15, St. Peter's. Yeah, I'm not sure if we can count on the sister to get through. Yeah, I don't think they're going to get us through that one. Yeah. Yeah. St. Peter's, you had your run. Number 2, Arizona versus number 15, Long Beach State. And what a great story. Did you catch his presser today?
Long Beach State?
Yeah. The coach was like, yeah, I was already fired, so I'm working for free. Yeah, I'm working for free, so whatever.
Masterclass.
Yeah, like, oh, come on. Like, he waited his whole life for that. Like, it's there. Arizona is the pick. Mm-hmm. Number 7, Dayton at number 10, Nevada. Number 7, Dayton at number 10, Nevada. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
to Dayton, to Nevada.
Let it roll. Let it roll. Yeah.
This one's close.
Wow. And it's
starting to go Dayton's way.
Wow. Wow. 3, 4, 5. Dayton. Dayton with the upset.
That one's pretty close.
Dayton with the upset. Okay. Well, no, they're
no, favorite. They're the 7th seed. They're favorite.
They're favorite. Baylor versus Colgate. The Baylor Bears versus Colgate. What's Colgate's mascot?
That's a great question. Let's find out. This one's going to be unanimous. Baylor, I'd imagine.
Well, you had one Colgate in there. The Colgate.
Colgate Raiders.
They're the Raiders toothpaste. Harold Spears, that's brilliant. They're the toothpaste. Baylor is the pick. Number 6, Clemson versus number 11, New Mexico. And this one's been talked about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people like them.
This one's been talked about a lot. Number 6,
New Mexico, Clemson. New Mexico, New Mexico, New Mexico,
yeah,
New Mexico.
Yeah, this one's been talked about. People have not bought into Clemson, so New Mexico. Number 4, Alabama versus number 13, Charleston. Bama looks so legit.
They play so fast, though. The yeah. teams that play crazy fast scare me a little bit.
Yeah, that's a walk. St. Mary's at number 5 versus Grand Canyon. This is one of the ones that folks have talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Chubby Rhino says Grand Canyon.
I believe in GCU's got a program going. I think this one can definitely go either way. I know it's 12 seed, but
they're loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, he is.
St. Mary's looks like it's going to be the answer, though. Well, we got another Grand Canyon in there. Yep. Let's see where we at here. We got
a lot of the.
We got mostly St. Mary's here.
1, 2. Yep. St. Mary's it is. Okay. I'm surprised by that. They are the top seed, but I'm surprised by that. Number 8, Mississippi State versus number 9, Michigan State. Does Izzo and the boys get on a run? Do Izzo and the boys get on a run? Yeah.
Oh, okay. State. People are trusting Tom Izzo.
Mississippi State, 3-2, 3-3, 4-3, 5. Okay. Harrison, we call it Sparty.
Spartans. We're going with Spartans.
We'll call it Sparty.
Yep. We got another Izzo text.
Yep. North Carolina versus Wagner. You saw Wagner last night, and I think there's little chance with 7 players. Yeah. With 7 players, the fact that they think they can get a win.
North Carolina. Okay, we got 5 North Carolinas in a row. Moving on.
All right. So we're through round 1.
Yep. Now to the round of 32.
Round of 32. Here we go. Buckle up.
All right, so we got to back to the South region. We got number 1, Houston, and we got number 8, Nebraska.
Come on, text line. Let's go.
1, Houston. Huskers.
2, Huskers.
Houston, 2-1. Houston leading it. And looks like most people are going to go against their heart here.
Wow, Husker Nation. Do you even go to school here?
It's pretty close, though.
Oh, man. Hubert, come on. Hubert goes, I picked them, even though they suck.
Well, that's my own brother. You know his name is?
Yeah.
Houston.
Nebraska in it. Look, one more. If we get one more Nebraska in there.
I think we're going to have to go with Nebraska. It's swinging towards back to Nebraska. Next text is going to be the deciding text. First one to get in there. Reigning 3s, Nebraska.
There it is. There it is. The first Huskers advance. The Huskers advance. K-State goes bonkers.
I'll root for this bracket. Hey, so
man. Number 5, Wisconsin versus number 4, Duke. Look at Austin. Your voice. Yeah, your vote counts. Your vote counts. There's no Wisconsin. Oh. Wait a minute.
I think Orman is going to run to the front window to get his best Blue Devils. Vote,
the next 2 votes could swing it. Look at it. Oh, man. Oh, Harrison, you're going to have to call this one. Harrison, you got to call it.
It's Duke. It's going to be Duke.
Okay. Harrison makes the decision.
We're not
going to
see the rematch 3rd time in a row.
Yeah, here. You know, they'll call you. NC State versus Kentucky. NC State versus Kentucky.
Kentucky's scary because teams that give up 80 points a game typically fade out pretty early.
Yeah,
Kentucky, not, though, people
are, oh. They are not buying the ACC champion. They are not buying the ACC champion.
Kentucky.
Colorado versus Marquette. Yeah, I can't possibly imagine that they're going to go against Shaka. Yeah. Yeah, that's how that rolls.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Marquette, moving on.
That's how that rolls. Let's go to the Midwest. It is Purdue versus TCU. On text line, Purdue.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, TCU, we're even. That evened out pretty quickly. Purdue jumped out, like the actual game. They jumped out in front, and then TCU came from behind and tied it.
Unknown text, Purdue has an easy road. Purdue.
There we go. So Zach Edey gets it done. Number 5, Gonzaga versus number 4, Kansas. Pretty good game.
Zags, Jayhawks. I think whoever gets in that game.
Zaga, 2 Kansas. Okay. 3 Kansas. Oh, look at them. Okay.
We're going Jayhawks. Rock Chalk.
Wait a minute.
One more Zags, Kansas.
Ah, there you go. That's that. There you go. There you go. Kansas advances. Oregon versus Creighton. I think I kind of know how that one's going to go.
We'll find out here. Creighton, Jays. We're going Creighton still, I think. No, there's a couple of Oregon.
Yeah.
Blue Jays. I think people are still rolling with Creighton here.
They're still going to roll with Creighton.
Yep, we got Creighton. That's the overwhelming census.
All right. Colorado State versus Tennessee. Colorado State versus Tennessee. The Vols look like, they lean heavily towards
Tennessee's moving on.
Rocky Top. Sing the song. Dayton versus Arizona. And you guys are representing the entire listener fan base. So, they're taking the Cats. New Mexico versus Baylor.
Can the 11th seed move on to the Sweet 16? Baylor, New Mexico, Bears, New Mexico. It's pretty close right now, actually.
Wow. Y'all out there.
I think this might be people's favorite upset so far. We got to count these. This is getting close.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 1, 2. So far, we're split down the middle. New Mexico all day.
10, 9.
Next text is going to decide it. We're still tied up.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. New Mexico.
Got the first double-digit seed into the Sweet 16.
There you go. I didn't think that would be it. St. Mary's versus Alabama. Is Texas.
St. Mary's, Bama. Roll Tide. Oh, these are getting close now. Now we're really starting to split hairs here. Okay. We're going to have to start going first 1 to 5 votes because these are starting to pour in here. So we got Bama. Alabama. That's
okay.
Going to be the loud voice out there.
Judge Aarons chooses Alabama. North Carolina, Michigan State. Oh, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Tar Heels looks like.
Man, they came all the way out. Oh, they came all the way out. Okay. Bye. Bye, Tom Izzo. Bye. Bye. Drake versus Iowa State. Drake versus Iowa State. Yeah, I think that one
sucked. 5-0 Iowa State.
Yep. BYU versus Illinois.
Illinois.
There we go. San Diego State, Auburn.
Ooh, this one's going to be a close one.
Yeah, this is, it's a 4-5, mm-hmm. so it should be close. It should be very close.
So far, Auburn's leading. Right. We'll give it 10 more seconds, see what else pops up here. We've got the five seed San Diego State.
2, 3, 4.
Switching back a little bit.
4. Bro, that's pretty close.
Are we still split?
No. Auburn's got
The favorite.
Auburn's up 1. Now they're even.
DP, I'll give you this one if we get stayed even here, if we don't get a text.
I'm going to say Auburn.
I would agree with you. Auburn, yep. Moving on.
And then finally, last game, UConn versus Northwestern. Can the Wildcats pull the upset, knock off number 1?
Boo, Booey, and crew.
Uh-huh. UConn versus Northwestern.
UConn. UConn by 20. Oh, UConn. Man, one Northwestern. Pretty much everybody else at UConn.
All right. Well done. We've made it through 2 rounds. When we come back to one-on-one, we'll get to it. We're in the Sweet 16. Oh, let's get to work. The picks get harder.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Again, if you can hear this, you're on the stream. Well done. You're on YouTube, Facebook.
Ticket app, always a great choice. Ticket app,
always a great choice. The folks on the brick and mortar in the car, they kicked over to the tournament, which we will cover, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow. So we'll have daytime coverage, local coverage, all the way up until 5:30, both Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 5:30 on Friday, because the Huskers play at 5:50.
Yeah, 5:50. You're correct.
So we'll go to 5:30. Yeah, we'll go to 5:30. Let folks, we'll be there. And we know folks would be a little bit anxious
mm-hmm.
in the bar if we're still talking at 5:45.
Understandably
like, yeah,
so.
Yeah, folks might want to fight a little bit. But, and then for the weekend, we will have on the brick and mortar, we'll have all of the live games. Once they start, we will also have the streams. Mm-hmm. So if you don't miss everything on Sunday, you'll be able to get, don't have to worry about it. So you have options, you brick and mortar in your car, et cetera. And then on the stream, if you want, to do what we're doing. Okay. So for those that are still in the game, we're at the Sweet 16. So give us a thumbs up on the text line. If you are, or give us hey, I'm here
mm-hmm.
to let me know that you're still voting for the Sweet 16. So as we carry this thing through. And the first game in the Sweet 16, and this is, we're going to save the Huskers for last.
I like that one.
Yeah, we're going to save the Huskers for last. In the East, it's UConn versus Auburn. Yep, there y'all
hey,
go.
We still got
there
some.
Y'all go.
And you guys probably have a stronger voice now, too, if everyone switched over.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, UConn versus Auburn in the Sweet 16.
Looks like we're going to be rolling UConn here still.
Yeah, Huskies seem to have, they seem to be the pick. And the other side of that bracket, it's Iowa State versus Illinois. And I'm not sure how the text line is going to go on this, but text line 402-464-5685, Iowa State versus Illinois. And having watched them both, is there still a bit of a hangover for Husker fans?
I don't think so.
Or maybe Illinois is just that good.
I think the fact that when Shannon Jr. dropped 40, it was a great game by him. I think you're okay with that. We looked a little bit tired. No CJ Wilcher. Looks like we're going to Illinois. That I'm surprised a little bit by
Here's the thing.
Trust in Big Ten.
We're going to allow Kentucky versus Marquette. That's a brawl. That's going to be a brawl. Let's get Kentucky versus Marquette. Harrison, what say you?
I'll be honest. I don't even like Kentucky in the Sweet 16. I don't like teams that don't have defense. It's great. You can score 90, but those teams that if you're sitting outside top 50 defensively, you typically fade out quick. Okay. I'm going with Marquette.
Okay.
We got Kentucky. We got one Marquette here.
Okay. Well, you just voted. So
you got to vote here at DP or you're not going there.
No, I'm letting everybody else.
All right.
Purdue versus Kansas. Purdue versus Kansas. That's a good one. That's a 1-4. That's a legit.
My dream was to work in commercial.
That's a legitimate 1-4. Purdue and Kansas. And some of these, the seeding played out.
Purdue looks like the Boilermakers are going to be moving on here.
Okay, and see, Big Ten fans have not waved the flag on the Boilermakers. You watch them. You understand how good they are. Who is it? Creighton versus Tennessee. Number 3 Creighton versus number 2 Tennessee.
This one's going to be interesting. How far are you willing to put the Creighton Blue Jays if you're a Husker fan?
Until they meet in the Final Four?
I think so. I think you really don't care. long as your bracket's good and it's not your team, you don't care.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think Nebraska fans would certainly... Mm-hmm. I guarantee you there's some brackets that have Creighton and Nebraska in the Final Four.
Oh, 100%.
Right,
and there's a real shot for that.
I mean, yeah, we're dead even. Tennessee and Creighton, man, we're dead even. We're dead. Like that's funny to me because I would have thought for sure that Nebraska fans would say, why not? Like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not, Harrison?
We're going Creighton on this one.
All right. Creighton's moving on. Oh man, that's so funny. That is so funny. Can we just say Arizona over New Mexico?
Yes. Well, actually, I don't. This is one where just because it's an 11th seed, I feel like I might be surprised. And we got a smaller channel here, so these people can have a big impact.
Yeah.
On this upset.
Yeah.
If they want it.
Yeah, and they take full credit.
And I won't disrespect the Lobos. They've been playing some pretty good basketball.
So what in your mind? Yeah, I was gonna say.
I still went with Arizona.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can't see you. All right, drum roll. Actually, not yet. North Carolina, Alabama. North Carolina and Alabama. Oh, yeah.
SEC basketball is a lot more respectable than it used to be.
Yeah,
but I don't like that run and gun. That just scares me so much, especially when it comes to March Madness.
If Carolina had won the Big Ten, I mean, won the ACC, I would have less resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the text line doesn't have any resistance to it. They're going to take North Carolina. Okay. All right. I understand. I get it. At the top, kind sir.
We're going to. All right.
And Austin left before we could force him to pick.
Oh, that's the word. That would have been great to have his input.
He told me he would root for Nebraska.
Do you believe him?
No.
I don't either.
Actually, I do. I do.
I see him throw the home. Blue Devils lingo more often than the Scurs.
True. Well, we're going to have to ask him. Maybe you should call him and ask him.
And get Austin Norman on the LOV. Well,
just call him on his phone and say, hey, we're trying to decide. The text line and the listeners have gotten Nebraska and Duke meeting in the Sweet 16, which sounds so wonderful. It sounds so wonderful. And the text line is choosing the Huskers.
I like it. We're going to get Austin's input as well here.
Yeah.
I know let's ask Bible him. Studies.
Yeah. Well, before, I think we caught him right before he gets to the Bible study.
Okay. Want to call him right now, live on air? See if we can get
him. Well, we don't call him. Let's just ask him. Just ask him. Because I think it's funny.
Yeah. We'll
I think it's funny. But we're going to go to Nebraska. here we go. UConn versus Illinois. Harrison, UConn versus Illinois.
Oh man. I know where I'm going with. Let's see what the texters got though.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by the respect to Illinois basketball.
So your Final Four In case you this is it, we're UConn, getting to
Illinois. Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting to this one, right? This determines who gets to the Final Four. So who do you have? One versus three.
We're split even. Once again here.
Oh, Harrison, you might have to pick. And it doesn't get easier in the bottom half of the bracket.
Mm-hmm. We're going with UConn on this one. Unless someone gets one last input, UConn's moving on.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, AA Ron.
All right. There we go. Here you go. North Carolina versus Arizona. Like, I'd like to think the Tar Heels find a way, but this is when Arizona pisses people off and they actually get good. Like, they actually get good and decide they're gonna, like, this was in the, North Carolina. Okay.
And for curious about Austin Ormond's, where his heart's at.
Uh-huh.
He's not ready to choose yet.
So, you big goober.
Undecided.
Purdue versus Creighton. That is funny that our listeners are going to put the, like, I'm positive they're going to put the Huskers versus, but I don't know that, do they match up in the Final Four?
Yeah. I mean, looks like we got Purdue is going to move on though.
Oh, they didn't take Creighton.
So,
you ruined it.
But there was a chance.
Here's the thing. That's not bad because Nebraska feels pretty comfortable playing against Purdue. Mm-hmm. So, if they can get there, Nebraska versus Marquette.
This would be great.
This is so good.
I'm a little bummed we don't have two teams 45 minutes away in the Final Four.
But, right? I'll take it. Let's go all the way to Dallas to play. It's the Huskers. It's the Huskers.
I think the ticket listeners bracket.
It's the Huskers.
I'm gonna have the Huskers moving on here.
All right. So here's the beauty of it. Harrison, here we are. Here we are.
Oh. All right.
Here we are. UConn versus North Carolina. And Nebraska.
That's gonna be so good.
Versus Purdue. That's so good. Like that.
And this bracket doesn't look that bad.
Like, no, there's like, a total like this is one of the few places in the country where the final eight looks the way it looks, and it's still not obnoxious.
No, because you look at there's been an eight seed. That's beat off that one seed.
They've already beat them
3 years or four years in a row now. Potentially, there's a real road for this.
They've already beat them. So, North Carolina, UConn, Harrison, what's your gut?
Gut's UConn.
The gut is UConn. Yeah. The gut is UConn. Nebraska, Purdue. Nebraska versus Purdue in a rematch of a game previously won in a blowout. In a blowout.
And if you look, even in years past when Nebraska wasn't good, Fred Hoiberg, he knows how to game plan against Purdue.
In a blowout. So,
Nebraska.
I love this so much.
I'm gonna be following this bracket more than my own.
Right? I really what would be more fun than this bracket being right?
The Big Ten's back. Nebraska's playing for a national championship game.
And then the run since the whole again, we're America's Cinderella, right? It's America's Cinderella. So then it's UConn and Nebraska for the national title. We've asked too much. We've asked too much. Can we dare in the greatest upset? Like, would this be, well, Villanova did it against the best Georgetown team there was.
Yep.
Right?
I'm trying to think of higher
seed. And they're the same gutsy sort of team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That Villanova one, they shot lights out, which would be the playbook for the Huskers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we jokingly said, draw up a way, what has to happen for this to happen? We could actually see Nebraska shooting lights out, getting on a heater.
Mm-hmm. And playing good defense.
And
they're top 36 defense.
Right?
It's a good defense.
Well, but it checks the metric. Now, yeah. Here's the thing. If they figure out how to rebound.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Get past Texas A&M first, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the country. Right. That is scary. But I honestly think the Texas A&M game, that is going to be
a big one. Tell you what. Okay, so let's take the break. And we'll come back and we will. Yep. Aaron, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. It's Nebraska versus UConn. How does it happen? And who do we choose? Because this is the bracket. We need a score.
Mm-hmm.
So we need your scores for UConn versus Nebraska. We will take them when we come back.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of One-on-One, we'll hand it over. DP, listen, I need your scores. The text line has committed, and the Huskers are in the championship game against UConn. The Huskers apparently are going to win, but here's the thing about brackets. You need scores. You need scores. And while one texter says 122-32, Nebraska, Huskers win it 122-32.
That's the first time we've been a little shaky on this.
Like, we were okay with most of it. In the greatest game.
I'll still take a Huskers win, though.
He says K-State has to go ape nuts on some folks. Yeah.
If you think about all the great runs of underdogs, Jimmer Fredette, Steph Curry, K-State, Tominaga.
Can you imagine the international views if K-State gets on a heater?
He got it just because of that India. Like, that's the best part, is he has caught the eye at the very end, but people are finally starting to look at this team. So the opportunity is massive.
When Pat McAfee says, okay, this is the tournament. Like, this is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not even Cinderella. This is, hey. So 79-86 type game. Well, the Huskers do better when they put up over 80 points.
Mm-hmm.
When they put up 80 points. And then you would imagine their ability to defend, right? If it doesn't get away like Illinois did, right? But even in the loss, they put up an 80 burger. So Nebraska plus 80, UConn under 80. Harrison, how would you, what's the scoreboard say for you?
I think if Nebraska's going to get a win, you force UConn to take tough 3-point shots. And it's one thing about Nebraska, their perimeter defense, it's gotten really good. They've gotten more comfortable rotating off the double inside. I think you force it into a bad shooting night, but they're still going to score. I think it's Nebraska 84, UConn 82. I think it comes down to a 2-point game.
You're saying 166 points.
166.
So that's the number we'll put in. Well, yeah, Aaron said 165. So
we can, let's go to it's a ticket listener.
Ticket listener, we'll go 165. And Nebraska wins.
That's just incredible. Real quick, we'll just go through not the entire bracket, but we'll just start with the Elite Eight. We got number one UConn, number three Illinois in the East. Yep. In the South, we got number eight Nebraska, number two Marquette. Then going over to the Midwest, we got number one Purdue, number three Creighton in the West, number one North Carolina, number two Arizona. You get to the Final Four, number one UConn, number two Arizona, and then the big upset on the other side, number eight Nebraska, number one Purdue. Nebraska holds on to the upset. They beat Purdue. They face UConn in the final. but they win it. Final score, total 165.
This is the greatest bracket to ever exist.
I'm all for it. I truly am.
Greatest bracket to ever exist. And I think we need to put this in several pools. Like, we need to go like ESPN and like just raise devil.
Oh, we can absolutely do that. We can find a way to do that.
Oh my goodness, this is so good.
Because we got the whole thing ready now.
This is fantastic.
I'm impressed with the ticket listeners.
This is fantastic on such a high level that, wow, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what really, really impresses me. That the text line could get together.
Rapid fire too.
And just create a masterpiece.
I might steal this one real quick. Right? Like it's got just the right enough upsets where you're not getting anywhere crazy.
Right,
but it's got some legs to it. I'll say that much. I'm curious to see how this, especially I know you've talked about it before, but this year in particular feels like one of the hardest reads. So I'm gonna be surprised if this bracket sits pretty well.
Yeah, like I'm not mad at this.
Not by any means.
This is crazy.
I love it.
It's the really perfect. It's a perfect deal. So. Again, meet us at Buffalo Wings and Rings tomorrow.
Be early,
from 10 to 6. Be there early. Get there. We'll hang out for the day, and we'll watch, and then we'll do it again Friday. So get there early enough to get your ping pong balls, get your seat, and get some food in your belly. It's going to be a good day. Harrison Arnes, well done, man. Well done.
I think we got a winner today.
Yeah, that's the great bracket of it all. Again, thanks to Manny for Soulful Casino. This food is remarkably good, and if you haven't made dinner plans, 6105 Havelock. Get over there. Full menu. Great stuff. I'm out.